You know, this is a question that I think only a Red Sox fan could ask another Red Sox fan without seeming annoying. Was it hard for you to reconcile in your mind when the Red Sox won two World Series, the Red Sox that were now part of baseball culture with everything you had experienced up until that point?
You know, I really didn't have a problem with that at all. I was okay. But I know some people raise that thought of, you know, if the Red Sox ever win, we're going to lose our identity. And I think it's a good identity to lose. One of my good friends in high school who I mentioned in the book was a guy named Don Ackerman, who still lives in the Boston area. And his dad was a diehard Red Sox fan too. And Don was watching the 86 World Series with his dad. And he remembers feeling like, you know, he was on the verge of tears. And then he looked at his dad, his dad was like one of the rocks of our little town in Connecticut. You know, he owned the general store. He'd been a star athlete in high school at the local high school. And he said he saw his dad on the verge of tears. And it said that really got to him, you know, because his dad was one of those guys that just never cried. And sadly, his dad died a few years before the Red Sox did win it all.
And if we worried that the Red Sox had and Red Sox Nation had lost its identity, we always had 2011 to look at.
And, you think about – there's so many teams that go through tough, tough losses. I mean, the Red Sox built a cottage industry on talking about their bad losses. But you look at what the Texas Rangers went through over the last few years. You know, they lost a World Series they should have won. They lost another World Series. They lost a playoff game the first time they had a one-game playoff. They were the team that lost it, you know.
And we don't ever hear about that being part of the Rangers' identity,
right,
exactly.
Right, and, you know, Brewer fans, I'm sure, can point to moments, too, in their history. You know, certainly the 82 World Series was a tough one to lose. They had a 3-2 lead in the series and ended up losing the last two games. And every fan of every team goes through this. You know, the Red Sox maybe took it to an extreme sometimes with some of their incredible ways of losing. But fans, that's part of being a fan. You know, you've got to take the good with the bad. And I think one thing in doing this book is I think it's made me a better fan.